Hey guys, today I want to share with you something that is dangerous and real and something that I have gone through in my business, and I bet I'm not the only one. If you are listening to this, you will absolutely love this episode. But first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, so you're gonna have to bear with me because I'm doing a couple of quick dishes while I record this podcast episode. Why? Because I'm not a machine, I'm a mom, and I've got bottles flowing out of my sink. It is insane, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need more hours in the day. Anyone feel me on that? We have someone who comes to clean our house. I say someone like it's a stranger. My mom, we actually hired her to clean our house once a week, and she's gone this week. And so I am not clean by nature, like at all. I am actually a very, very, very messy person. And so this week is like extra intentional, struggle fest. I hope I'm not the only person who feels that way sometimes. I just wanted to share with you guys something that is huge, and it's something that has hit me many times in my business and in my life in general. And it's really, really dangerous for your own stability, your own sanity, for your business, for momentum. It is not something that is good. And that is the thief of all joy, none other than comparison. Comparison is so dangerous, you guys. And I'm saying this like very, very passionately for a reason. Let me just add, so I always drink lots of espresso, but I add cold water to it so that it's room temperature. Little known fact about me, I like all my drinks pretty much room temperature. I don't like cold drinks and I don't like hot drinks, but whatever. Okay, comparison. Let me tell you about my experiences with comparison. So I remember when I first got started and I was thinking like, there's no way I'm ever going to be like Amy Porterfield. There's no way I'm ever going to be known. And I would sit, and you might have found yourself in this cycle too. I would sit and stare at her website and look at her awesome podcast and look at all of her resources. And I was like, how am I supposed to compare with that? She's got it. She's got it all. And there have been many other times where it's come up, and I look at the other people who are prominent with agencies, and you know, their feed, of course, their ads show up in my newsfeed, and it's very natural to think, oh, I just wish that I had what that person had. Well, what you don't know is that comparison is the number one thief of joy. It will destroy you internally from the inside out. It is dangerous. I'm not saying it's something that's even like okay a little bit, because the reality is comparison will take your highs, your successes, and make you feel like it's nothing. Comparison is when you see ads in your newsfeed or someone else who has a win and suddenly you don't feel like you're good enough. It is not okay. It is not safe. It is very, very dangerous. And I had to work to free myself of the comparison trap. A great example of this is at Funnel Hacking Live this last year. And right before I was about to receive the 2CC award, which is 2, club, meaning I had made $1 million in my business, it was a moment where Russell came up on stage and he said, hey, everybody, you know, the 2CC is great, but guess what? We're introducing the 2CCX, which means you've done $10 million in your business. And he proceeds to present a bigger award. It's beautiful. It's shinier. It's bigger. It grabs more attention. And not only that, you get a Super Bowl ring, which is like insane. It's got diamonds. It's like a $14,000 ring. It's pretty dang crazy. And so just like that, a moment that was supposed to be super high and exciting and everything, I was like, ugh, well, now it doesn't look as cool anymore. Wait, hold on. For real, this actually happened, you guys. I literally had celebrated making $1 million in my business, and I suddenly, my joy was robbed from me. I suddenly was comparing myself to the people who have made $10 million in their business. Now, the thing is, there is always someone to compare yourself to. If you are playing the comparison game, you will never win, for good reason, because there's always someone who is winning more. I mean, why stop there? I could compare my business to Russell's. I could compare my business to Marie Forleo's. And if we don't stop, before you know it, you're comparing your business to Richard Branson, Elon Musk, Michael Zuckerberg. wow, Mark Zuckerberg. And suddenly there's no end to this pit of comparison. So I want you to recognize, if you find yourself in the comparison trap, that you need to stop. Focus on yourself and ultimately truly appreciate where you're at. Embrace your own wins. Embrace your happiness. Do not look at other people, because they are on a journey of their own. They have their own struggles. You might look at someone who has a business that's doing $1 million a year and be envious, but what you don't know is all of the struggles that they've had to overcome to get there. You may not even want to do that. You might say, yeah, I know I want to do that, but I mean, I look at my business and, you know, my team has gotten really in the loop on everything that happens behind both of the businesses. And it's insane, you guys. It is very, very, very intense. And I sometimes see people who don't have a great work ethic who are like, I'm so jealous of where your business has gotten. And I'm like, you couldn't do it. Like you could, it would be bad for you. It would kill you. Like, it would be awful. I don't say that. But the reality is there's a lot more that goes behind those businesses that you don't even know of. I mean, if we look at Marie Forleo's business, you think that it's low pressure and she's just jetting around from, you know, Tarifa, Spain to Greece and just taking beautiful photos. You don't even know. The reality is comparison will leave you empty every single day. And if you are struggling with comparison, I want you to challenge yourself. I challenge you to not compare yourself to anyone else. Got it? You are good enough exactly where you're at. Your wins are amazing. You're on your own journey. So stop comparing yourself. I'll catch you on the next episode.